Philip Simple PL. These urgent care. Today's date is 02/11/2025. Dictation is for Supan Johal. Johal spells J-O-H-A-L. Supan spells S-U-K-H-P-A-W-A-N. Date of birth is 12/24/1960. This is a 64-year-old female here with cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Says she came in because cough is causing her to lose sleep at night. And she's now also having body aches, period. She says cough is dry, non-productive, denies travel history, denies bloody sputum with cough, denies weight loss and night sweats, period. Next paragraph, review assistant, patient reports sore throat. She says she has pain with swallowing. Next line, she denies fever, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Next line, she denies rash. Next line, patient reports runny nose. She said discharge from her nose is green. Also reports pain and pressure behind her eyes and in her cheeks, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status is 100% of the room air. Blood pressure is 155 over 81. Repeat blood pressure is 152 over 96. Open parenthesis, patient is very not a good medication compliant. Next paragraph. Open parenthesis, patient reports that she does not want any medication for her, whatever blood test may reveal, period. She says she just wants to do approach whatever findings we have naturally, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. The next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, uvula, pharynx and tonsils, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates present. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, it's heard diffusely. Next paragraph, cardiac regulating rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no venous cord, no edema in her lower extremities. Neuro, alert, oriented, and three cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Patient and I review her labs. Her labs reveal elevated triglycerides, decreased HDL, increased total cholesterol. Patient resolved for medication for these findings. She can decline. She says she will manage these with diet and exercises. Period. Next paragraph. Her glucose was elevated at 214. Her A1C is 10.0. Again, patient was offered to increase her medication. For these findings, she says she does not want to increase her medication. She will continue to do diet and exercises and return as soon as she wants to for a repeat exam, period. Patient in the clinic today, she received the following: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, Zofenex nebulizer times 1. We did flu test. She was offered strep test. She declined. Offered COVID test. She declined. Flu test was negative. Patient was sent home with the following medication: hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS, 14 days, number 14. Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.